through a few of these already. What do you tell rookies? What do you tell young guys about this whole process?
Yeah, don't try to shine too easy. I mean, too early. Just, you know, take it day by day. Don't burn yourself out. Learn as much as you possibly can. Get in the playbook. Get plenty of rest. And get yourself ready to go, because day to day is a challenge. It's up and down. And don't get too high. Don't get too low.
You feeling good today?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Good off-season?
Yeah, great off-season. Ready to go?
Well, I mean, you said, you know, you've been together for many camps and stuff, but it's just kind of like a whole different atmosphere as a first day of training camp.
No question. This is for real. I mean, you go into mini camp and you run around in T-shirt and shorts, but when you put that leather on, it's a totally different story. Guys out here to try to make this team and to win a job, and this is really the first day of our season. You know, each day, and we try to string. We had a pretty good practice today. Try to string another one together this afternoon and just keep them going.
Do you personally approach the training camp any differently than you used to earlier in your career?
No, same thing for me personally. I'm a fifth round draft pick out of Western Illinois, so I got to come in and, you know, play hard, play consistent, and just do the right things and learn my job and know what I have to do and just keep it going.
Rodney, every year is a different year, but what things remain the same about training camp, and especially the opening part about training camp?
It's hot, it's muggy, the media gets on your nerve. It's tedious, late night meetings. You're always sore no matter how much you condition in off season, and it's just a bothersome time. You know, it's just training camp. It's just day in and day out grind every day.
Rodney, do you ignore the national hype about this team and about all the offseason moves and everything else?
Yeah, because it's just hype. We haven't done a single thing but practice one day, and you never know what happens when the season starts. And, you know, once we string a few practices together, then we could probably feel a little better about ourselves. But, I mean, we haven't done anything. I mean, we have a lot of potential, but we have a long way to go to get where we need to be.
Hey, you look at the fans here. I mean, obviously, you're... This might be pretty special. This is a pretty big crowd here.
The fans are excited, of course. You know, about the season, new acquisitions, and just a new ray of hope. But for us, it's just an opportunity. We love the fan support, and just to get out here and really familiarize ourselves with everyone, and just play football and have fun.
Rodney, one big absence, obviously, is Asante. What are your feelings on his holdout?
I don't have any feelings. I just, you know, I wish Asante the best. You know, he has representatives that represent him, and you can ask him that question. I miss Asante, wish he was here, and I know he's working hard and can't wait to see him.
Brandon, do you care at all where you are now?
Oh, I feel a lot better, a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident, and I'm ready to go. I feel better.